Prince Edward County Municipality for all of their support. I know there are many, many councillors here today demonstrating your foresight and your understanding of how important health and health care is to your community. To every donor who has and who will continue to support the Back the Build campaign, your generosity has been essential to this milestone. The Prince Edward County Memorial Foundation is an amazing steward of your contributions, and their staff and volunteers have accomplished amazing things, including raising money and the funds for the first ever county CT scanner. If you haven't donated yet, and I know Tammy Davis is here from North Hastings, and we put a CT scanner up there in the last year, and it's saving lives every single day, and we're going to do the same thing here. If you haven't donated yet to Back the Build, now is the perfect time to help us catapult the Back the Build to its fundraising finish line. Bay of Quinte MPP Todd Smith, words cannot express how grateful we are to you. Your care for your community is not only evident in your words, but in your everyday actions in your communities and at Queen's Park. You have and will continue to be the catalyst to see investments of a lifetime come to our community. To Infrastructure Ontario, we simply could not have done this without you. It was a very complicated project, and your sage advice, stewardship, and guidance have been exemplary. Lastly, to our Minister of Health, Sylvia Jones, who is in the front row here, I know firsthand your commitment and drive to ensure every Ontarian has access to high-quality care. Your work to understand and support small and rural communities is also unprecedented, and we are so incredibly thankful to you, not only for your investment in this hospital, but your investment in our hospitals across the region. So thank you. Yeah, that's worth a big clap. Quite honestly, this is a dynamic duo. They have made more of an investment in our community than in the history of my time, and I think probably the last 20 or 40 years, so thank you for that. Building a project of this size takes a lot of work, vision, and determination from our united community. It's been a journey filled with careful planning, strategic partnerships, and overcoming challenges. The dedication of many individuals working tirelessly behind the scenes has made each step forward possible. As we embark on this journey, our redevelopment team is busy behind the scenes, and they were up there doing their planning today, finalizing schedules, reviewing shop drawings for major systems that have long lead times, such as electrical, transformers, substations, isolation switchboards, boilers, chillers, and the mass timber structure that we're so very proud of. They're also developing site logistics and phasing plans. In September, our contractor, M. Sullivan & Son Limited, who are also represented here today, will be mobilizing. That's when the community will start to see some on-site action beyond what you're going to see today. This will involve setting up the fencing, site trailers, and other essential preparations. Working together, we will ensure the hospital operations continue uninterrupted. This groundbreaking is not just the start of construction. It is the accumulation of years of hard work, dedication, and the collective effort of an entire community. Together, we are creating healthier communities. It is now my pleasure to welcome the Minister of Health for the Province of Ontario, the Honourable Sylvia Jones.
You know, Stacey and I used to work together. I don't resent you much for taking her, but it is no doubt because of your advocacy, Stacey, you and your team's leadership, that we are able to come together today and celebrate this milestone. You know, Todd, we've known each other a long time, and there's a lot of people. You introduced me to Leo just a few minutes ago, who have stuck with this project and made sure that the provincial government, the Ministry of Health, didn't forget about the county. And I just want to say congratulations, well done, but you have to stop asking me for stuff now.
Not gonna happen.
You know, today is indeed an exciting day as we celebrate the groundbreaking of the new Prince Edward County Memorial Hospital. On behalf of Premier Ford and our entire government, I want to say thank you, Stacy, and the entire team at Quinty Health for everything you do and continue to do to provide exceptional care to families across the region. And for your work, alongside community leaders in making today's incredible milestone possible. Our government recognizes that for too long, Ontarians have spent too much time trying to navigate the healthcare system and have waited too long or had to travel too far to access the care and support they need. Our government is not okay with the status quo. That is why, under the leadership of Premier Ford, our government is making record investments here in Bay of Quinte and across Ontario to provide more people with the right care in the right place, whether that be at your community pharmacy, primary care provider, or indeed local hospital. Earlier this year, our government announced the redevelopment and expansion of the emergency department at Trenton Memorial Hospital, an upgrade that will add 1,000 square feet of new space, increasing capacity and improving patient safety and quality of care, allowing more people to access the care they need where and when they need it. In June, Minister Smith announced our government is expanding services at the new Belleville and Quinte West Community Health Center through the second phase of the Trenton Satellite Project. And to date, our government has invested $10 million to build the new Prince Edward County Memorial Hospital. But we aren't stopping there. Once opened, this new state-of-the-art facility will connect families in the region to the care they need now and for decades to come, with modern surgical suites to deliver care with the best available technology. A larger 24/7 emergency department providing more space for staff and patients. And outpatient care services, including minor surgical procedures such as endoscopies. Together in the Bay of Quinte, our government is getting it done. Thank you again to all of the hospital and healthcare workers in Prince Edward County and across the Bay of Quinte, and everyone who has come together to make today possible. And can I say, and stick with us to get it done. Today is the first milestone of many, and I look forward to watching that progress. I'm now proud to pass it over to my friend and colleague, Minister Smith, to share a few words. Thank you, stay well.
Thank you so much, Sylvia. It's so great to have you here. And it's so great to see all of you, my goodness. This is fantastic. Although I was saying to, I believe it was Dr. LeBlanc and Dr. Rice earlier, that it would have been great to have everyone who's contributed to the Back the Build campaign here for this event, but there wouldn't have been anybody working anywhere in Prince Edward County if we did that. So it's fantastic to see the crowd that is here. And Minister Jones, I just want to thank you for all of the answers to my pleas over the last couple of years since you've been the Minister of Health. She has been outstanding. She's moving mountains. There's so much work to do. And to thank you, you can't come to Prince Edward County without getting a box full of Prince Edward County wine. So this is for you. The first one's for the hospital. The next two, you'll find out soon. Anyway, thank you so much, Sylvia. It's kind of cool to be dubbed the dynamic duo by Stacy. We are, I guess, two of the most senior cabinet ministers, although Sylvia is much younger than I am. It's been great working with her for the last 13 years, and it has been amazing representing Prince Edward County for the last 13 years as the member for Prince Edward Hastings. And I see Lyle Van Cleef, who came up with the name Prince Edward Hastings many years ago, our former MP here as well, and a big backer of this project too. And most recently for the last 6 years representing Bay of Quinte, but I have represented Prince Edward County throughout the 13 years. And it's so incredible to be here today in this beautiful sunshiny weather with all of you around. As we get set to plunge those shovels into the dirt and step aside to watch M. Sullivan and son frame and build this brand new dream facility that we're creating together, something central to this growing community in Prince Edward County, after years of uncertainty, there's going to be a new facility standing right here where we're sitting and standing right now that's going to ensure that residents of Prince Edward County and visitors to Prince Edward County, have a fully functioning modern hospital in this community that's going to provide good jobs for the people here as well, and attract families to this region, and attract new health professionals to this region as well. Mayor Ferguson and county councilors who are here as well can attest to the importance of this hospital to this community, and everyone here today really can take ownership for this accomplishment. I've often said I remember the busloads from Pooch, how many people were part of Pooch who are here, the patrons of our county hospital, coming to visit me when I was a relatively new MPP at Queen's Park back in 2013. It was April of 2013, as I recall. I was just saying to Leo Finnegan that both of us looked a lot younger back then. I actually had some color in my hair and didn't wear a size 50, well, probably 52 jacket now. But at the time, the Pooch folks and a lot of people in Prince Edward County were really worried about the future of the hospital in Prince Edward County and local health care services in Prince Edward County that are so treasured in this community. And in the local papers, I recall seeing most recently my quotes were that I really hope that their efforts, the Pooch efforts, don't fall on deaf ears. And I can honestly say that they didn't. Minister Jones has obviously been listening for the last 2 years. Her predecessor, Christine Elliott, and the Premier have been here in the past number of years as well. And while I have a vested interest in this community, obviously, as a resident of Bay of Quinte, Minister Jones doesn't, and the Premier doesn't, but they do, and are full supporters of this project moving forward. So again, thanks so much to our team at Queen's Park. Not only did we work tirelessly as a community to improve the chances of securing this hospital for the county, but we as a community also worked together to ensure that we've received proper funding for our hospitals as well. A change to the funding model to help small and multi-site hospital corporations like Quinte Health and to help those hospitals in small communities like Prince Edward County to survive and continue to play an important role in delivering high quality health care. But these ministers and our government never lost sight of the importance of this project, and I thank them again for that. As a matter of fact, one of the announcements that Sylvia didn't mention that we've made of late was the $15 million last week that we announced, and Mayor Ferguson was there with me for an increase to the base funding for Quinte Health, which is so, so important as well. And boy, I tell you, if the gossip column of the local Picton Gazette heard the way that I've been talking about the new leadership at Quinte Health, they're going to start wondering about Stacy and I's relationship, because I love the work that Stacy has been doing, and she is an outstanding leader at Quinte Health, and not just at Quinte Health, but for healthcare in our entire region. So Stacy, to you and your committed team at Quinte Health, thanks so much for your leadership. It's outstanding. And Sylvia, you're not getting her back. You're not getting her back. Listen, the fact that we've accomplished all this, and I remember the previous administration saying to me, I would complain about how long it was taking to get to this point, and Leo, you were too. It's taken a long time to get to this point, but I remember the previous administration saying, this is actually moving pretty quickly for a hospital project. I went, wow, we got to fix that. So I know Sylvia is on that too. It's just so awesome to be here. As I look across to that current hospital and think about my interactions with Dr. LeBlanc, who's here, and I was just talking to Dr. Rice, as I say, and other family health team members. We just had lunch with Barinder, who's a great advocate and leader too in our community, and all of the amazing healthcare workers that are here. I think of the good words that we hear about the amazing care here at Prince Edward County Memorial, and I'm excited really about what they'll be able to do in a brand new facility. Interestingly enough, this guy standing right here, he's writing right now, but Jack Evans, now I just woke him up, but Jack Evans has been a reporter in this region for 100 years. And he was here when the hospital opened in 1959. And Jack, were you reporting on the opening? Jack was reporting on the opening of that hospital. Isn't that, Jack? Jack, just take my seat while I'm up here. Go ahead. Chill out. You and Leo can tell some stories about that hospital being built. Oh, man, I tell you, you're a good man, Jack. I love you. Yeah. And back to Leo. Okay, so I'm going to be here for a while, folks. That's why I told him to sit down. When I was here, three or four years ago for an announcement, as we had moved from one of the many stages to another, Leo handed me this book as a gift, The House of Healing, Prince Edward County. I suppose a lot of you have seen it. Al Capon wrote that, talking about the current hospital that's right there, and then the original hospital, which was just over on Hill Street as well. Both Leo and Jack will be among those who remember that. I'm just going to read you an excerpt from Al's book. One common denominator linking the two hospitals is the never-ending community involvement. Support for the hospital has been shown in many ways, showing that hospitals are far more than just bricks and mortar. And, you know, Leo gifted that book to me. I read it a number of years ago, earlier in my career, and I'm so happy that he's here for this moment. He and all of the other community leaders who pitched in on this long road personify a strong, strong spirit that lives here in Prince Edward County. The county community supports its hospital, and it shows in the incredibly galvanizing efforts of the Hospital Foundation to back the build, raising $22 million to date and providing incredible oxygen to this drive again and again. So congratulations to the foundation members and staff, the campaign cabinet, all the donors ranging from the tireless workers at the auxiliary to longtime philanthropists like I see Lanny and Catherine Huff here sitting in front of me. Unbelievable people. We're so lucky to have them in our community. To the children that have been chipping in with lemonade stands. I saw Shannon standing next to a bunch of people who were having a yard sale last week, and they donated the proceeds. I don't know how much it was, but hopefully they had some good stuff in their basement. And, you know, people donating their piggy banks. I can tell you that hardly a week has gone by since the Back the Build campaign started, I think in 2018, that there hasn't been at least one picture or one story in the local newspapers about groups, big and small, that have made big and small contributions to this project. So it really has been incredible. My friends from across the county and Quinty, today it's a day to celebrate the construction of our hospital, at least the start of it, and it's going to be a living monument to the health of this community and its fierce, fierce spirit of caring. It's an incredible day. I'm so proud to have been able to champion this hospital, this project at Queen's Park over the last 12 or 13 years, to get everybody on the same page, to wanting to build this brand new hospital. And I'm going to be thrilled to toss that dirt in a couple of minutes after we hear from a few more very, very, very important people. So thanks to everybody for your contributions. And it's been a pleasure to represent you at Queen's Park. Now, I've had the opportunity to introduce both the Minister Jones, and Michael Lindsay made it there on his own, but we had Angry Birds today. So they're both well-fed, and just one of our great, great culinary stops here in Prince Edward County, but all the way from Toronto, the Ministry of Infrastructure. I'm pleased to introduce to you Michael Lindsay.
Yeah, no, Jack, take my seat. Good afternoon, my friends. I can't tell you what a privilege and an honor it is to be here with you today. I'm the guy that literally gets to show up and stand on the shoulders of the team that's been working so hard and claim credit for an important milestone. I want to do three things in no more than 60 seconds. First, I want to say congratulations, in particular to the Quinty Health team. Stacey, your team has been remarkable. They are fierce advocates for the communities that they serve. They have been amazing partners to us, And the partnership that we have to deliver this hospital, I know is going to create something really special here. I also want to say congratulations to M. Sullivan and Sons, who's represented here today as well. My friends, it may or it may not surprise you to know that this was the most competitive procurement for a hospital project in the province of Ontario in the last 10 years. Four pre-qualified parties, M. Sullivan and Son have won, delighted that they are a local player with real experience in Eastern Ontario and Northern Ontario. Congratulations. We look forward to being partnered with you as well. Second thing that I want to do, I just want to say, we know at Infrastructure Ontario that this hospital means the world to you. And I want to confirm for you that it means the world for us too. We're very honored to be a part of this project, and I can promise you, I will commit to you today, that as we move into construction, we're going to continue to listen to local voices, local elected officials, local Indigenous organizations, to make sure that as we build, we're building the thing that we can be collectively proud of and doing it in the way that best serves the community. That's my commitment to you today. And third, I just want to express my pride in the IO team that is here today. To your point, since 2020 alone, just to give you a sense of the scale of investment the government of Ontario has made in the healthcare sector. So since 2020, 16 major hospital projects completed in the province of Ontario. This is the 12th. This is the 12th groundbreaking ceremony we've had for a hospital project in the province of Ontario. 12 under construction right now, and 13 more in procurement as we speak. There has never been a jurisdiction, and I've been around infrastructure for a long, long time, that has invested more in quality care than this particular government has in the last 4 years. And to all of the IO personnel who are present, thank you for the professionalism that you show every day, as we are very privileged to play an active role in delivering those projects for the people of Ontario. So my friends, thank you again. I really appreciate you making space for me today. Stacey, I think I'll hand it back to you to do proper regard to His Worship in respect of an introduction.
Thank you, and it has been these partnerships are so important because they're the things that actually carry it forward, and IO has been a great partner. I know Todd's already made reference to the lion heart that's sitting in the front, right in front of me here. Leo happens to be one of the first people I met coming here, and boy, I got a lot of tutorials, and I didn't have to read the book because I got the firsthand narrative from Leo, and I'm so thankful for it because you lived it. You were an advocate relentlessly through, and I couldn't be prouder to be standing here beside you and shepherding this new hospital to being built. So thank you so much for your work. For those of you who don't know, Leo, in addition to being a staunch advocate for the hospital during his two terms as mayor, and as he told me, you know, first he was mayor, and then he wanted to be on the hospital board, then he got onto the hospital board, and or I guess it was backwards. You were the mayor after you were on the hospital board, then was on the Quinty board, then you were the mayor. Is that the right? He was involved in this from the beginning, and he's going to see, I'm hoping he's going to be the person to cut the ribbon. So, not only are we joined by Leo, but we have a number of other past mayors who had a part to play in this. So Peter Mertens and Robert Quaife, who I believe is also here with us today. And our current fearless leader, who has also been a relentless advocate for our hospital, Mayor Ferguson, who I know has a few words to say.
Thanks very much, Stacey. What a great day. And what a terrific to stand here and see so many people who are so happy about the announcement and the modest construction work we're going to do with shovels in hand in a minute. Minister Jones and Minister Smith, Mr. Lindsay, former Mayors Finnegan and Quaife, members of Municipal Council and our county staff, members of the Foundation Board, the Family Health Team and Hospital Auxiliary, donors, supporters, and guests. It's an honor to be here with you to participate in this groundbreaking ceremony for the new Prince Edward County Memorial Hospital. Today marks a significant milestone in our community's journey towards providing enhanced healthcare services to county residents and our visitors. I'm particularly grateful to have with us today Minister of Health Sylvia Jones, our MPP, Minister Todd Smith, and Infrastructure Ontario President CEO Michael Lindsay, all of whom you heard from a little earlier. But your presence here is a testament to the provincial government's unwavering support for Prince Edward County's healthcare needs. Thank you for your commitment to improving the health and well-being of our residents and for your advocacy and perseverance to enable the celebration to take place. I want to acknowledge the vital role that Quinte Health plays in our community. Quinte Health's family of four hospitals, including Billville General, North Hastings Hospital, Prince Edward County Memorial, of course, and Trenton Memorial Hospital, and its dedicated team of 2,600 staff and physicians, provides comprehensive healthcare services across our region. We are appreciative of Quinte Health's President and CEO Stacey Dobbs' vision, dedication, and leadership of Quinte Health and her understanding of the fundamental importance of regional healthcare. A hospital is not just a building, a physical structure. This also acts as a symbol of our collective dedication to provide top-notch healthcare to our community. With its state-of-the-art facilities and advanced medical technologies, the new hospital will ensure that everyone has access to the best possible care right here in Prince Edward County. The backbone of our community are the visionaries, like Leo Finnegan, and the volunteers and the donors who roll up their sleeves or generously open their wallets or invest their time to address the needs of those who visit here or those who now or will call the county home. The journey to this groundbreaking ceremony illustrates that fact. The County of Prince Edward has proudly pledged $4.5 million toward the new hospital. The Back the Build campaign, launched by the Prince Edward County Memorial Hospital Foundation only a few years ago, has raised $22 million to support the construction of this new facility. This incredible achievement is a testament to the vision, generosity, and commitment of our residents, businesses, service clubs, and supporters from across the province and well beyond, and to the extraordinary leadership of the Foundation's Executive Director, Shannon Cool, and the other members of the Foundation staff who also have been the driving force for this. I want to extend my deepest gratitude and that of Municipal Council, most of whom are in attendance today, along with municipal staff members, to everyone who has contributed to make this project a reality, to the frontline healthcare professionals who serve our community with dedication and compassion every day, to the planners, engineers, and architects who have designed this exceptional facility, and again, to our local fundraisers, individual donors, and supporters. Your generosity has been invaluable, and every contribution has brought us one step closer to realizing our vision of a modern, efficient, and patient-oriented hospital. Thank you to everyone who has played a part in this journey. As we break ground today, we are laying the foundation for a healthier future. This hospital will be a place where every patient receives compassionate and comprehensive care, whether as an inpatient or in 24/7 emergency, or those presenting for diagnostic procedures and clinics. It will stand as a testament to our community's resilience and to our commitment to each other's well-being. In closing, I want to affirm our commitment to ensuring that this hospital meets the highest standards of care and serves the needs of our community for many, many years to come. Together, with the support of our provincial partners and Quinte Health, we are building a brighter, healthier future for all. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve. And thank you for all the councillors who are here today. Speaking of support, you can't build a hospital without a community behind it. And Todd spoke so passionately about the, you know, whether it's the lemonade stands, the pie, the baking contests that are at the community fair, of which I bought many a pie. It really takes such broad community support, and raising this level of funds that we've talked about today is a Herculean task. Luckily, we have a small, as they describe themselves, a small but mighty foundation here in the Prince Edward County, who is very much up to the task. I see Barb McConnell here, who is the prior board chair of Prince Edward County Memorial Hospital Foundation. So great to see you, Barb. Who's carried the torch for a long time and very capably passed over an amazing organization on its final journey to Peggy Payne, who I'd like to introduce and have come to the stage.
Well, we've listened to quite a number of speakers, so I don't want to repeat some of the things that you've already heard, but for me, I'm one of the people who hasn't lived in the county forever. I'm a person who chose to come and live in the county. And those are the people who actually are taxpayers of Ontario. Sometimes people forget that all of the people who are contributing money to the new hospital are residents and taxpayers. So we pay twice for this hospital. It's been a long and winding road that leads to this ceremony. Four mayors, we've heard, two CEOs of Quinty Health, countless ministers of health, advocates, steering committees throughout the years. This community has supported the project with energy, goodwill, and generosity. And you've heard how people feel about the foundation, and I say too that they work alongside the community with ingenuity, integrity, and steward all the contributions from the residents, visitors, businesses, service clubs, foundations, faith-based organizations, and the children who end up in Emerge because of sporting accidents or other things. They know the wonderful care that they're going to get here. But I'm going to turn now and say we're entering a new phase. The new phase, we're grateful for your support, but as you've heard before, we probably have about $6 million to go towards our $30 million local share. Now remember, this new hospital has a provincial share and a local share, and we can be enormously grateful to the people from the province, Infrastructure Ontario, all of the people on that end who have contributed funds, vision, generosity, thoughtfulness, asking tough questions, and the local share. So you heard people say, remember we're here. We're hoping to complete and actually cut the ribbon, maybe December 2027. So hang in there. Help us get across the line. Hold the date, October the 1st. October the 1st is when the whole community will be invited to an event, and more information will come about that soon. You can bet it won't be this temperature on October the 1st. I'd like to thank all of the past chairs who've worked with the foundation and taken a small rural hospital foundation and grown into a better and better, more efficient, more governance-organized organization. So thank you to all the past chairs, from Barb and so on back. You've heard enough about the leading edge organization. You will have a piece of this hospital. I know many people who come. They come because they know they're going to get more compassionate care, sorry, Stacy, than they might meet somewhere else. And they tell us that when they walk through the door. So you can be very proud of this hospital. You can be proud of the people who work there. And let's keep the checks coming. Thank you.
Granted, you will get care county style, but I guarantee you will get compassionate care at all the Quinty Health Hospitals. Guaranteed. So I think Peggy's message is really clear. Sing it from the rooftops. Back the build. We got some work to do. I happen to be a donor and looking forward to my next gift to back the build and end my sailboat trip with Shannon, which I got at a silent auction a while back, so I'm looking forward to both of those things. So thank you to the foundation, Shannon, Breyer, Peggy, and the rest of the volunteer board. I also want to thank again the Prince Edward County Memorial Auxiliary. I see someone back, see you with your smock on or your apron. Honest to goodness, the work you guys do across our community is amazing, and we're so thankful. Thank you to President Susan Quaife and all of the auxiliary members that are here today. Everything from everything you do is just so incredible, and it's so amazing to see an organization that not only cares for people and volunteers, but also is a major fundraiser. And I think not many people know what a significant fundraiser you guys are. So thank you. Shannon regularly thanks all the service clubs, but it really struck me at that recent event to talk about a lot of the service clubs that took the risks of starting to fundraise early, even though when they weren't quite sure whether the project was going to be approved. I think that sense of momentum and just doing it actually provided so much momentum to the organization to move forward. So thank you. Before we gather for photos, I want to give the last word to one of our most compassionate, and I know she's going to blush right now, one of our most compassionate, funny, strong, brave physician leaders, and not only in the county, but in Quinte Health. Many of you know that county docs, they do it all. You know, they support the long-term care homes, they support the hospitals, they support hospice. The list goes on, and they also provide formidable hospital leaderships through some very, very difficult times. The frontline team at Prince Edward Memorial Hospital, whether it's nurses, allied health staff, pharmacists, I always forget someone, and facilities, you name it, the dietary group, they're like a family. And it's together, that's why you feel the compassion, because they care for their community like it's their own family. So I want to call up today to hear from Sarah LeBlanc. She's an amazing leader, an amazing clinician, and she's going to tell you a little bit about what this means to her and the team.
Good afternoon. What an exciting day. After years of effort, we are finally putting shovels in the ground for the new Prince Edward County Memorial Hospital. I want to first start by acknowledging the effort of our clinical staff, the nurses and doctors who have invested years to bring this project to life. Cheryl Meineker, Nancy Andrews, Janice Deal, Betsy Vance, Lisa Mowbray, Dr. Don Koval, Dr. Elizabeth Christie, Dr. Norma Sherrier. Thank you so much for your years-long commitment to this project. And thank you as well to the leaders at Quinte Health, including our CEO, Stacey Dobb, and the senior leadership team for their commitment to care in the county. To our partners at the Government of Ontario, Minister of Health, Sylvia Jones, and in particular, to our MPP, Minister Todd Smith, thank you for your investment in the county. Minister Smith, you've been a long-standing champion of this project, both when you were a member of the opposition and as a member of the governing party. We so appreciate your long-standing advocacy and commitment to primary care here in our home. I spoke like this last in April 2022, as this project moved into stage 4. We had come through 2 years of pandemic, and our healthcare team and the community members were feeling the impact physically and mentally. I expressed hope that the promise of a new county hospital combined with the municipality's support for physician recruitment would boost primary care. 2 years on, we have had strong investments from the people of Prince Edward County, the municipality, Quinte Health, and the provincial government, and the members of the Prince Edward Family Health Team have made great gains in stabilizing primary care. We have recruited new physicians, taken patients off the wait list, created programs to help those unattached to primary care, all while continuing to provide high quality care both in the community and in the hospital. Of course, there is still much, much more work to do, but I feel hopeful. This beautifully, intentionally designed new hospital with top-of-the-line equipment, including a CT scanner, will help us provide high-quality care close to home. As physicians in the county, we have a fantastic job. We provide meaningful service to our fellow residents. We work with kind, professional, and caring colleagues in the community and in the hospital. Support staff, nurses, technicians, therapists, and the administrative teams. The people of the county support and value the service we provide. So thank you. Thank you to our provincial leaders, our municipal partners, including Mayor Steve Ferguson and Council, our leadership at Quinte Health. Thank you to those who put in the effort in years past and continue to put in the effort, like Leo Finnegan, who is joining us today. Thank you to our foundation partners, our generous, generous donors, and the wonderful volunteers that make up our hospital auxiliary. Thank you for investing in us, in rural primary care, in the community and hospital-based care our teams provide, and thank you for investing in the future of Prince Edward County Memorial Hospital.
Okay, we're almost done. I just want to take the last moment to acknowledge Bill Toddle and the redevelopment team. There he is right there.